大家复活节快乐。在复活节我们有一种传统的说法。
When I say that he is risen,
当我说耶稣复活了。
Then you guys say he is risen indeed.
你们就说他确实复活了。
Christ is risen.
基督复活了。
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 Me. He's like, I'm sorry. 基督复活了。
He is risen.
Christ is risen.
基督复活了。
That's what you say on Resurrection Sunday.
那就是这就是我们在复活节那天应该说的。
Praise God for the kids.
我们为儿童而感谢神。
The solos, Amen, Hallelujah.
还有这些所有的这些诗歌。
And you know what? Even our adult Chinese choir.
甚至我们中文不是中文团，成人的诗班。
You know, one of the sisters said to me.
有个姐妹和我说。
We are so old.
我们感觉这么老了，好像。
We don't have enough energy.
没有很多的精力。
But they brought the energy this morning, amen.
但是他们今天早上却带来了很多的精力。
Praise God.
很多的能量，我们感谢神。
Should our choir keep singing?
我们的诗班是不是要一直
Yes, amen.
一直这样唱呢
？And the trumpet, wow! I didn't. Trumpet surprised me.
还有那个喇叭确实
It was like mariachi this morning.
就像墨西哥的那个乐队。
You know, this season is a season of a lot of different emotions.
那这个季节呢，是充满了情感的一个季节。
You know, on Friday we remember the Passion of Christ.
礼拜五晚上我们纪念主的受难。
The suffering of Christ.
纪念主的受苦。
And for those of you, as our choir director said, we're here. We watched the movie. Passion of the Christ on Friday night.
就像我们诗班的主持人说的，礼拜五晚上呢，我们在教会里看了这部电影。
I am sure that many of you, like me, were just shedding tears.
我相信很多人就和我一样，那天晚上肯定流了很多泪。
Especially when you saw Jesus be beaten and scourged.
特别是看到耶稣被鞭打的时候。
When you see him at the flogging post, the post where he gets chained, where they scourge him and they whip his back.
特别是在我们看到他被绑上这个铁链，然后人家用鞭子鞭打他的时候。
And you see how sadistic the soldiers are, just they're having joy punishing him.
你们看到这些士兵鞭打他的时候，还充满了喜乐。
You see a pool of blood.
你看到这个血流成一团。
It's hard for me to watch.
我看着这部电影的时候是非常的艰难的。
We may watch movies that have violence in them.
我们或许呢也经常看了一些充满恐怖的电影。
But something's very different when you know that this is actually what happened to Jesus.
但是呢，当你知道这其实你看到的这一切，其实确确实实在耶稣身上发生过，这是非常的艰难的。
Strange irony.
有很这里呢有很大的一个很奇怪的很奇异的一个对比。
Do you remember that there was a woman in the Bible?
记不记得在圣经上有一个女人
？Scripture says that she has been suffering from bleeding. She's been hemorrhaging for 12 years.
圣经上说到这个女人啊。一直流血流了十二年。
And year after year, the bleeding gets worse and worse.
这个血呢，一直每年越流越多。
She was so desperate for healing.
她非常的渴望能够得到医治。
That even while people were crowded around Jesus,
当人群围满耶稣的时候
，She had the faith that if she can just touch the edge of his garment,
她却有这个信心，只要她碰到耶稣的，甚至就是耶稣那个衣服的一个角，
she had the faith that she could be healed.
她有这个信心，只要她碰到耶稣的衣服，她就能被医治。
That he has the power to heal her.
她知道耶稣有这个力量去医治她。
And Scripture says, as soon as she touched the edge, the fray of his garment.
那经文上也说到啊。当他碰到耶稣的一脚的时候，
Jesus felt power come out of him.
耶稣也感到有力量从他身上走离开。
And through his love and kindness and power,
那通过耶稣的爱，通过耶稣的仁慈和能力，
her bleeding stopped.
那这个流血就停止了。
His power allowed her bleeding to stop.
他的正因为是耶稣的力量，使这个女人停止了流血。
But his love for us，
但是他给我们的爱。
He would not let his own blood be stopped。
但是正因为他对我们的爱，他允许他自己一直流血。
He would let his blood flow out for us。
他允许他自己的血为我们而流。
I kept thinking of the scriptures, by his stripes, we are what? Healed.
我一直在思考这段经文，凭着耶稣的
stripes, 他的鞭伤，
正因为耶稣受的鞭伤，我们被医治了。
Scripture says, through his blood,We find redemption.
经文上说，正是通过他流的血，我们被救赎了。
He was willing to stop the woman's bleeding.
他医治了那个女人，使她的血流停止了。
But he would humbly let his blood flow for us.
但是他却谦卑的为了我们而流他自己的血。
I also saw that they stripped his clothes in order to scourge him.
我也看到他们先脱了他的衣服，再用鞭打他。
And I'm not sure if this really happened, but then they roughly, after his back was shredded.
我也看到当他的背上被打的被打的血肉模糊的以
后， they roughly put his clothes back on him.
他们又把他的衣服放上，放在他的背
上。And to mock him as a king.
然后呢，就辱骂他，取笑他是一位王。
Then before they nailed him to the cross, they stripped his clothes off again.
在他被钉十字架的之前，他们又脱了他的衣服。
And I think of the irony there.
所以我就在想。
They stripped him of his clothes.
他们脱了他的衣服。
So that he, out of his love, can clothe us with his righteousness, is what the Bible says.
那这里的比喻就是，他们脱了他的衣服，但是他却用他的爱，把用他的爱用正义包裹了我们。
He willingly succumbs himself to be stripped of his clothes.
他自愿让他们脱了他的衣服。
Even when he washed the disciples' feet, it says that he removed his outer garments.
经文上也提到，当他帮门徒洗脚的时候，他也把他的外衣脱了。
So that he can clothe us.With righteousness.
所以这样子，因此他可以用正义来包裹我们。
Another irony that I want to look at this morning.
那另外一个比喻，我想到的今天早上。
Is that as we celebrate on Resurrection Sunday?
当我们在庆祝这个复活节的主日。
The disciples were not celebrating.
其实那些门徒，基督的门徒却没有在庆祝这个主日。
Because they were still afraid.
因为他们仍然是害怕的。
And they were so petrified.
他们 是非常的可害怕。
That the scriptures say that they ran away and went into hiding.
经文上说到他们逃跑了，并且躲避起来，躲藏起来。
And Resurrection Sunday,
在复活节的主日。
Who went to the tomb?
在复活的主日，谁来到了坟墓？
Scripture says that the women went to the tomb.
那经文上说是这些女人来到了耶稣的墓前。
It shows again, man, you know, men.
这里我们也可以看到，男人是比较。
Men cower sometimes.
男人是比较软弱的。
But this was a time where all of their expectations, I mean, you can imagine it, they were following Jesus for these few years.
我们看到这些门徒其实已经跟随了耶稣好几年了。
And when they captured and arrested Jesus,
当他们抓走了耶稣。
All their hopes went down the drain.
那他们的希望就没有了。
They were full of fear.
他们就是充满了害怕。
They were confused.
他们也困惑了。
They were uncertain.
他们不确定。
And spiritually, their faith failed.
那灵命上他们的信心也动摇了。
You know, if someone that you love dies,
那你们看到。如果你所爱的一个人去世了，
That's soul crushing.
那对你内心是就好像你的心你的心也破碎了。
But when Jesus was taken away, and they saw who they thought was to be king crucified,
那当耶稣被抓走的时候，他们看到他们以为的王被钉十字架了。
And then to be died.And then to die.
这位王呢就要死了。
And then to be placed into a tomb.
然后他们死了以后把耶稣的身体放
在了坟墓里。That's not just soul crushing.
这不仅仅是心碎。
That's faith crushing.
这也是信心上的破碎。
Their faith was challenged like it has never been before.
他们在信心上受到了极度的挑战。
Their response was to run away.
但是这些门徒的反应呢，却是他们逃走了。
They had been growing in their faith.
他们其实在信心上是一直在成长。
They had been seeing the mighty miracles of God.
他们也看到神施展了很多奇迹。
They had been growing closer and closer to understand Jesus.
他们呢，也和耶稣其实越来越亲密。
And now their faith has gone cold.
但是现在他们的信心却冷了。
And they were far from Jesus.
他们也远离了耶稣。
They were in a circumstance that all of a sudden it was hard for them to trust in God.
那现在他们就在这个处境之下，他们发现了他们自己很难信靠神。
And during this time,
在这个时候,
Even when they found it hard to trust in God,
在这个时候,他们觉得很难信靠神,
Even when their faith was failing,
他们的信心也在动摇,
Jesus already knew.
其实耶稣已经知道了,
Jesus already knew that they would fail in their faith.
耶稣其实已经知道他们的信心会动摇,
Jesus already knew that.His closest friends.
耶稣其实已经知道他最亲密的朋友。
He knew that they would fall in their faith.
他知道他们在信心上已经动摇了。
And he still loved them.
但是他仍旧爱他们。
And he was still willing to die for them.
他仍旧愿意为他们而死。
Maybe this morning some of us.
或许今天早上我们当中有些人
Maybe you're struggling in your faith.
或许你在信心上也在挣扎
Maybe you're struggling spiritually.
你在灵命上也在挣扎
We may want to trust God.
或许我们想要信靠神
But because of the uncertainties, because of the hardships, it's hard to trust Him with all of our heart.
但是因为种种原因，或许你 发现自己呢很难完全的信靠他。
Things that we can't explain have taken us spiritually off track.
或许呢，有些事情我们很难解释，但是呢，确实这些事情呢，确实我们在灵命上偏离了轨道。
But this morning,
但是今天早上
I want you to remember that Jesus already knows.
但是今天早上，我希望你一定要记得，这一切耶稣都已经知道了。
Jesus knows all of your spiritual struggles.
耶稣知道你灵命上所有的挣扎。
Jesus knows when your faith is failing.
当你信心上动摇的时候，耶稣已经知道了。
And he still died for you.
但是他仍旧为你而死。
And he still loves you. Amen.
他仍旧爱你。
Even when our faith fails.
甚至当我们信心是已经动摇了。
He still loves you.
他仍旧爱你。
Even when my faith is struggling.
甚至我的信心也在一直在挣扎。
Jesus died for me.
耶稣为我而死。
And he still loves me.
他仍旧爱我。
He knows what you're facing.
他知道你面临的是什么。
He knows the weakness of your flesh.
他知道你身体上的软弱。
He knows when your faith is under the attack of the enemy.
他知道 你在信心上、被敌人攻击的时候
And he still loves you.
他仍旧爱你
Because he still died for you. Amen.
因为他仍旧 为你而死
You see in Matthew chapter 26 verse 31
我们看到在马太福音26章31节
This was before the disciples' faith faltered.
这是在、这些门徒信心动摇之前
This is before they ran away and went into hiding.
在他们逃离之前
He said this
他这样说
You will all fall away because of me tonight For it is written I will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered
他说今夜你们为我的缘故都要跌倒因为经上记着说我要击打牧人羊就分散了
I'm sorry The word for fall away meansIt means that a person begins to not trust.
跌倒这个意思呢，是指一个人呢开始不信靠了，不信任了。
To stray away from the one who you used to trust.
远离了那个你曾经信任的人。
So Jesus is saying, tonight because of me.
那耶稣说：“今夜因为我
，You're going to lose trust.
你会失去了信心。
You're going to struggle to trust in me tonight.
你会不信靠我。
One version says you're all going to fall to pieces because of what happens to me.
那另外一个版本是说呢，你们全都会因为我，你们全都会崩溃了。”
Jesus is saying, sometimes your life seems to be all put together.
那耶稣说，有时候呢，你会觉得你的生命呢是被营建的很好的。
But sometimes, all of a sudden,
但是呢，有时候呢，突然之间
things happen and you're going to struggle to trust in God.
那有些事情发生了以后呢，你就会挣扎是否再信靠神。
Your life is going to fall apart.
那你的生活有时候会变得四分五裂。
Something's going to happen in your life, and you're going to fall away.
那有些事情发生了以后呢？那你的生命、你的生活就会四分五裂。
You're going to be confused.
你会变得很困惑。
You're going to be uncertain of what's happening.
那你会对所发生的这些事情呢感到不确定。
And you're going to start to lose trust in Jesus.
然后呢，你就开始动摇了你的信心。
And you may run.
或许你会逃跑
and you may go into hiding.
或许你会躲藏起来
and Jesus is saying, I already know.
那耶稣在这里说，我已经都知道了。
I already know.
我已经都知道。
I already know what's going to happen to you.
我知道，在你身上发生
的一切。I already know that things in life are going to cause you to drift in your trust.
我知道你生活上发生的一些事情或许会使你远离我。
But I already know and I'm still going to die for you.
但是我也知道我仍旧会为你而死。
Because I still love you.
因为我仍旧爱你。
Isn't God's word so amazing? Amen?
那神的话语是不是如此的奇妙呢？
Because the Bible is actually so honest about what happens to the closest followers of Jesus.
那其你看看也圣经是其实圣经是非常非常诚实的，甚至在描写跟耶稣亲近的这些人。
You would think that if it's something that's supposed to portray God, then you're not going to write anything bad about those who followed him.
或许你会认为就是我们在描述神的时候，或许我们会把一些发生在他亲近的人身上的不好的事情掩盖起来。
But what the word of God shows us with all transparency.
但是神的话语呢是很清楚、很明了的告诉我们。
It shows that we are all the same.
使我们看到呢，我们都是一样的。
We're human.
我们是人。
Even when we've been handpicked by God.
甚至我们虽然我们是神亲手所造的人。
There are times when we lose trust.
有时候呢，我们的信心呢也会动摇。
There are times when, especially when things are uncertain.
特别是当我们感到不确定的时候。
We begin to struggle.
我们就开始挣扎。
And yet, even when my faith is failing.
但是甚至当我的信心开始动摇的时候
Jesus still loves me.
耶稣仍然爱我。
The psalmist says, You have searched me, Lord, and you know me.
那诗人说你已鉴察我认识我。
One version says, Lord, you know me inside out.
另外一个版本在说主啊，你知道从里到外，你都知道我。
Jesus knows everything going on inside.
那耶稣在我们内心所经历的一切，耶稣都知道。
Other people may not see it.
另外，其他的人或许看不到。
In fact, we come to church with a smile.
但是我们其实我们有时候来教会的时候，带着这个微笑。
But Jesus knows what's going on inside.
但是耶稣知道我们内心经历的是什么。
He knows the struggle.
他知道我们内心所经历的挣扎。
And he still loves you.
他仍旧爱你。
And today,
但是今天
he knows what you are going through.
他知道你所经历的。
He understands.
他理解。
So maybe there are things in your life that nobody knows, but today it's testing your faith.
或许今天在你内心所经历的其他没有人知道正在试炼你。
Maybe there are things that have happened in your past that has caused your fire for God to grow cold.
或许以往发生的一些事情呢使你对耶稣的热情
Maybe
下降了。
Whatever you are going through
或许 你正在经历的一些事情
You've started to have doubt.
使你呢开始怀疑。
Is God really good?
使你开始怀疑。
Does God really have my future?
使你开始怀疑。
Is God really the one who heals?
神是否真的是美善呢？
Is God gonna somehow be able to take this mess in my life, and He has plans for my good?
神是否真的是掌控我的未来呢？神是否真的能够帮我度过这个时期呢？
How do I get through this?
那我如何才能度过这个时期呢?
When my faith is not enough,
当我的信心不足的时候,
How do I get through this?
那我如何能够度过这个时期?
The second point I want to make in this text this morning is that Jesus wants me to trust him at his word.
那第二点我今天早上想要指出来的是耶稣希望我能够信靠他的话语。
Jesus wants to tell you this morning, trust me at my word.
耶稣今天早上要告诉你，信靠我的话语。
When my faith begins to falter,
当我的信心开始动摇的时候
I need to trust him at his word.
我需要信靠他的话语。
When I'm not strong in faith,
当我信心上不坚强的时候
He wants me to trust in his promises.
他希望我能够信靠他的应许。
That's how we trust in him.
这就是我们如何信靠他。
We trust in him by trusting in his promises.
我们通过信靠他的应许来信靠他。
The night that he was taken and crucified.
那天，在耶稣被抓走的那天晚上。
Jesus gave them a promise.
耶稣给了他们一个应许。
Even when he knew their faith is going to fail.
甚至他也知道门徒的信心将会动摇。
Let's look at this in John 16:16. If you want to turn up on your Bible.
我们来打开圣经。约翰福音十六章十六节。
And in this text, he's talking about his death and resurrection.
那这些经文里，这段经文里，他提到他的
受死和复
活。He says,
"A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again, a little while, and you will see me."
在十六节，他说，等不多时，你们就不得见我；再等不多时，你们还要见我。
Jesus is going to die.
耶稣。
They are not going to see him for a little while.
他们呢，会有一段时间见不到他。
And then Jesus is going to be raised from the dead.
然后呢，他又要从死里复活。
So he's telling them, there's a time when you're not going to see me.
所以他在告诉他们，有一段时间你们看不到我。
Just for a little while.
就是一点点时间。
And then you're going to see me again.
然后你又要见到我。
And keep reading. Look at verse 20.
读二十节。
And here's the promise that he wants them to trust.
二十节就是他所要门徒信靠他的这个应许。
He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn to joy."
二十节说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要痛苦哀嚎，世人倒要喜乐。你们将要忧愁，然而你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。
You see that?
有没有看到
？Jesus says, "I will turn your sorrow into joy."
耶稣说，我要把你们的忧愁变为喜乐。
Why? Verse 21, he says.
为什么呢
？When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby,She no longer remembers the anguish, the pain, for joy that a human being has been born into the world.
二十一节说，妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为她的时候到了。既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。
That's what he means by your sorrow will turn to joy.
这就是耶稣指的，你要把你的忧愁变为喜乐。
One other version says this.
另外一个版本说
says, but when the baby is born,
说当这个婴儿
出生的时候 there is joy in the birth.
有喜乐，因为婴儿的出生有喜乐。
The new life that is born wipes out the memory of the pain.
抹掉了生孩子的痛苦。
And anyone who has experienced or seen birth, like I talked about last time,
那任何人有生孩子的经历的
for my eldest daughter, how many hours of labor did you have?
那我的大女儿
32 hours of labor.
我的太太呢，经历了32小时的痛苦。
God bless her soul. She was in pain for so long.
受了32个小时的痛苦。
Bex was in pain for so long that I fell asleep.
她经受了这么长的痛苦，我却睡着了。
And when she was in labor about to give birth, there's all this noise and commotion.
那当她即将要生孩子的时候，我知道有很多的杂音，很多的情感。
And I'm just dead asleep, and I'm like, what's happening?
我呢，却睡得很香。
Doctor's like, she's about to give birth. I'm like, oh, I better get up.
医生跟我说，她马上就要生了，那我就马上起来了。
And she's screaming in pain.
她在大喊大叫，因为痛得厉害。
And last time I told you, I was screaming with her.
那我也跟她一起叫。
And she's like, why are you screaming?
那我就问我，你为什么要叫？那她就问我，你为什么要叫？
In one moment, she was in so much pain.
那有一个时间段，她非常的痛苦。
And in the next moment,
但是下一个时刻
I was carrying the baby.
我已经抱着孩子了。
And then she was carrying Bethany.
她也抱着孩子。
And she had a smile on her face.
她的脸上就有了微笑。
Through the word, God is saying, in a moment.
主耶稣就说到，就过一小段时间。
When you see new life, it wipes out the memory of all of the pain.
再过一会儿，当你看到这个新生命的时候，就抹掉了你所有的痛苦。
In that moment, you see life.
当你看到生命那个生命的时刻
，it turns your sorrow into joy.
就把你的忧愁转换成喜乐了。
This was the word that Jesus gave.
这就是耶稣给我们的话语。
This is the promise that he wanted them to trust.
这就是耶稣希望他们能够信靠的，
He says, when I see you again,
他说，当我再见到你的时候，
when you see me alive from the dead,
当你再见到我从死里复活的时候，
you will be so full of joy.
你会充满了喜乐。
You will forget the pain.
你会忘记你所受的痛苦。
And it will be a joy that no one ever can steal from you.
那这个喜乐，任何人也不能从你这里夺走。
That's his resurrection.
这就是复活。
You know, everyone in life goes through difficult times.
那每个人呢，在生活当中都会有都会经历过痛苦的时候，
everyone
或困难的时候。
Everyone has seasons where it's harder to trust in God.
每个人也经历过有些时候可能很难信靠神。
You're like, you know, before I had such a huge trust in you.
你或许会想，以前我是多么的信靠你。
But in this season, God, it's hard.
但是在这个时刻却是这么困难。
And I want to tell you that he knows.
但是我要告诉你，神知道。
And Jesus is saying to you, I just want you to trust me at my word.
耶稣想要告诉你，我仍然希望你能够信靠我的话。
There's an, There's a commercial. I don't know if you guys remember it. It's a tall African American, and he says, "You're in good hands."
那有一个广告，不知道大家有没有看到过，是一个很高很壮的一个黑人做的广告。
What does he say? He says, "You're in good hands with what? Allstate."
这是一个广告。
Allstate Insurance.
但是他说你将会被照顾得很好。它是一个保险公司的广告。
Right? You see this guy? I mean, right? You see him.He's an actor, and he says, "You're in good hands."
你应该记得这个人做广告的人，他说你将会被照顾得很好。
You can trust in Allstate.
你可以信任我们这个保险公司。
But I was thinking about that.
我呢也思考他讲的话。
And it's true.
确实。
If you own a car,
如果你有部车的话
，and it's damaged in an accident,
如果出了车祸受损了。
If you know that your insurance company covers this type of damage,
如果你知道你的保险公司会赔偿
，and you have a good insurance company,
如果你知道你的保险公司是可靠的
，you don't worry about it at all.
那你就不会担心。
If your house has been damaged,
同样，如果你的房屋也受损
，if you know that you have an insurance policy that covers it.
如果你知道你的保险可以赔偿
，You don't worry about it.
你也不担心。
You only worry when you don't know if it's covered.
你担心的话呢，就是你不知道你的保险是否会赔偿。
Or if you chose the cheapest insurance company that no one else knows the name.
或者呢，你选择了一家很便宜的你不值得信靠的一家保险公司。
Because what is an insurance policy?
那什么是保险的制度呢？
It's a set of promises that you paid for.
那这个保险制度呢，其实是你付钱所得来的一个应许。
You paid for a set of promises.
你买来的一个应许。
The insurance company promises to cover you.
那保险公司呢，应许会赔偿你。
罩得住 ，right? They got you. Someone taught me that. 罩得住, right? You're covered because you paid for it.
因为你付了钱。
But you know the Bible is full of God's promises.
但是你知道圣经是充满了神的应许的。
Promises to cover you.
充满了神的应许来保守你。
God's promises 罩得住。 God's word 罩得住。 God's word
100%
covers you. But you didn't pay for it.
但是你不需要付钱。
Who paid for it?
谁付了钱, 谁买了?
Jesus paid for it.
耶稣为你买了单。
It's been paid for.
耶稣为你买了单。
Through his death and resurrection.
通过他的死和他的复活。
All of the promises of God's word cover you.
通过耶稣的死和复活, 所有的神的
So as you are going through seasons where it is hard to trust in God,
所以如果你有这样的经历在这个时间段,
when you think about his death on the cross,
当你思考他死在十字架上,
and that the tomb is empty,
坟墓是空的,
that Jesus is alive,
耶稣活着,
and he paid for this set of promises to cover you.
他为你付出了，他为了这些所有的应许，
then in those seasons,
所以在这个季节,
seasons when it's when your faith, you're spiritually struggling,
当你的信心和灵命在挣扎的时候,
Jesus says, I want you to trust me and my word.
耶稣希望你能够信任他的话语。
I got your back.
我能够保守你,
I got you covered.
我能够保守你, 我能够罩住你,
罩得住, 耶稣罩得住。 All, the scripture says, all of God's promises are yes and amen.
经文说, 所有, 神所有的应许都是是的和阿们。
All of God's promises are yes and amen.
神所有的应许都是是的和阿们。
In 2 Corinthians 1:20, this is where he tells us that.
在哥林多后书一章二十节, 他这样告诉我们。
For all the promises of God in him, in who? In Jesus. Because of Jesus, it's saying, all of God's promises are yes, and in Jesus they are amen to the glory of God through us.
哥林多后书一章二十节告诉我们，所有神的应许在基督里都是是的，都是阿们，叫神因我们得荣耀。
Because of Jesus and his resurrection, all of his promises are yes and amen.
正是因为耶稣的 耶稣的受死和复活,
I want you to turn to
Amen.
Say that to someone next to you.
我们相互说,
all God's promises are yes and amen.
我们相互说, amen.
Now turn to someone next to you, someone else, and say, all God's promises are yes and amen.
然后跟另外一个人说，所有神的应许都是是的，阿门。
This morning, let us remember that our God is faithful. Amen.
今天早上，让我们记得我们的神是信实的。
Everything he says, he will do.
他所说的一切, 他都会做到。
He will never let you down.
他仍旧永远也不会远离你。
He is worthy of your trust.
他是值得你信靠的。
Because all of his promises are yes and amen.
因为他所有的应许都是是的，阿们。
When he says, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
当他说，我以永远的爱爱你，
then you could take that to the bank.
那你就可以信靠他。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because all his promises are yes and amen.
因为他所有的应许都是是的，阿们。
When he says, I will never leave you, or forsake you.
当他说我永远不会撇下你，也不丢弃你。
You could take that to the bank.
你也可以信靠的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because all his promises are what? Yes and amen.
因为他的所有的应许都是是的。
This morning, if you are not a believer.
今天早上，如果你还不是一位信，不是还没有信主。
We're so glad that you're here.
我们很高兴你今天能够在这里。
And the scripture says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord.
那经文说，你若口里认耶稣为主。
And you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead.
你心里信神叫他从死里复活。
He says you will be saved.
那他说过你就必得救。
And you can trust that.
你可以信靠这句话，信任这句话。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because all his promises are what? Yes and amen.
因为神所有的应许都是是的，阿门。
Where do you need God's promises in your life?
那在你生命里哪里需要神的应许呢
？What promises that he has can hold true for you?
那他的什么应许对你来说是真实的
？That you can say, Jesus, your promise for me is yes and amen.
那对着这些应许，你可以跟耶稣说，你的应许确实是是的，阿门。
And you know what is beautiful about that verse?
那这段经文的美妙之处在哪里呢
？Look at the last few words.
我们来看一看。
Why does God want His promises to be yes and amen in your life?
那为什么神希望他的应许在你的生命里是是的阿们呢
？It's for His glory.
是为了他的荣耀。
Ooh. You see that?
有没有看到
？God desires to let your life be the recipient of His promises being yes and amen.Unto the glory of God through us.
神渴望，神渴望他的应许在你的身上体现出来，是因为通过我们可以使神得荣耀。
It's for His glory.
是为了他的荣耀。
When He brings His promises to life in your life.
当他把他的应许带到我们的生命中。
Then your life begins to shine for His glory.
那我们的生命呢，就可以为了他的荣耀而闪耀。
Your life is designed to shine for His glory.
那我们的生命呢，是为了他的荣耀而设计的。
So He wants His promises to be revealed through you.
所以他希望他的应许呢，是通过你。在你的身上显示出来。
So when you are in a season,
所以当你处在这个时间段的时候
，and it's hard to trust in God,
当你在这个时间里感到很难信靠神
，Jesus says, "Take me at my word."
那你耶稣说，用我的话语，记得我的话语
，because I'm going to fulfill my promises in your life.
耶稣跟你说，你要记得我的话语，因为我要在你的生命当中实现我的应许。
In your struggle,
在你的挣扎之中
，When my promise is manifested in you,
当我的应许在你身上显示出来的时候
，Your life is going to shine to my glory.
那你的生命就会因为我的荣耀而闪光。
There's a song that our youth is about to sing.
那我们青年团契呢将要唱一首歌。
It is mighty to save, is what the name of the song is. It's okay. This is our song.
这我们青年团契会唱这首歌。
But there's a bridge. There's a bridge in that song.
但中间一个这首歌里面呢有一个连接。
And it says, "Shine your light."Shine your light.
照亮你的灯
For what, youth? What is it? Shine your light and what? Let the whole world what? See.
照亮你的灯，让整个世界看到你。
We're singing for the glory what? Of the risen King.
我们是为了这位死而复活的王的荣耀而唱这首诗歌。
Jesus's promises.
耶稣的应许。
fulfilled yes and amen in our life.
在我们的生命当中体现出来。
So that we can shine the light for the whole world to see.
那这样呢，我们就可以向整个世界照亮灯，照亮我们这盏灯。
We are singing for the glory of our risen King.
我们为了这位死而复活的王而唱，而歌唱。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Put your trust in Jesus today.
我们今天要信靠神。
Hold on to His promises.
我们要紧紧抓住他的应许。
For the glory of God.
为了神的荣耀。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you. Hallelujah.
父神，我们感谢你。Hallelujah.
You are an amazing God.
你是多么奇妙的一位神。
And we exalt the name of Jesus this morning.
我们今天要高举你的名。
I thank you that our whole church participates in Easter.
我们很感，我很感谢我们整个教会都能够一起庆祝这个复活节日。
Many other churches, people just go to watch.
那很多其他教会，我知道很多人只是去教会去观礼而已。
And we get to be here and all share in the worship of our God.
而我们今天却能够在这里，大家都能够一起来敬拜我们这位神。
From our children and our youth and the elderly to offer it, just they're not all elderly, just all of us to sing for the glory of God.
我们教会从小到大，我们每个人都为神的荣耀而在歌唱。
And all of this because this morning the tomb still is empty.
所有这一切正是因为今天早上这个坟墓是空的。
And that we know that our Jesus, you are alive.
我们知道我们的耶稣基督是活着的。
So we thank you.
所以我们感谢你。
We exalt you.
我们要高举你的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.